brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Go to trendsresearch.com. You can subscribe to his trends tracking publication, the Trends Journal. Again, trendsresearch.com. My website's Infowars.com. Carol Salente is our guest. We're going to go ahead and go to your phone calls now. Thank you for holding. Steve in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
With the trend of big government that we've had in the last 8 years, and which will probably continue under the reign of Obama, do you see Obama or somebody like him being in office for more than 8 years, the repeal of the constitutional amendment that prevents a president being in there for more than two terms?
No, we really don't, because he's going to end up very unpopular. You know, people are putting more into this than it is. I mean, let's remember, he only got 52% of the vote. What was it when FDR came in, Alex? It was like 80% the second time around or something?
Absolutely, and hype dissipates a lot faster now. The people aren't very sophisticated in knowing they're being lied to, but more than ever, they know they're being lied to, and so they want instant gratification. If Obama doesn't deliver them to Valhalla instantly, they're going to turn against him. Gerald?
Yes, I agree with you. And not instantly. We give him at least six months. I mean, we could be wrong on this. You know, but again, you know, the people are so desperate. They're so desperate that they buy lines from a presidential reality show. Oh, by the way, I have to make this point. You know, Obama, this was an Oprah production. You know, I've been on every major TV show, and I've been on Oprah twice. Nobody does it like Oprah. She's the queen of TV, hands down. You go back to December when Oprah started to support Obama, the whole stage, the whole scenery, the whole performance changed.
Yeah, she took over.
She took over. This was an Oprah production. You saw it in his nomination speech, if you missed it before, and then you saw it in his acceptance speech, rather, and then you saw it after election day, election eve. You know, this great staging.
Yeah, so she wants global power. She's got a church now, so she can put her money through that, and I don't want to use the term launder, but, you know, clean it up. And she's got a 2-million-person church. She wants a global religion. I mean, this girl is, we ain't seen nothing yet, huh?
So that's why I'm saying not to sell it so short, because this is a country that loves the reality show, and they certainly love the presidential reality show.
Well, by instantly, I meant like 6 months to a year in the scheme.
Yeah,
things,
we're probably talking around the same period.
All right, anything else Stephen?
Oh, no, thanks. You'll have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Let's cram Tyler in California in. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Mr. Jones, Mr. Salente? How are you guys doing?
Fine. Go ahead.
Good. Hey, my question is, I am a reservist. I am an active reservist. I'm using my GI Bill to get my degree in history. And my family is a small business owners, and he's a rental construction equipment business owner. And according to my dad and some other guys in the business field, that the economy started to slow down. Nobody's building anything anymore. People aren't doing like lawn and garden type things. They're not taking care of the yard because they don't have money to.
Yeah, it's dead. They better sell all that equipment now, even though it's already been depreciated because of the recession. We're going into depression. They need to get rid of everything now. Gerald?
Absolutely. You know, we're not telling him telling you what to do. But, you know, it's not going to get better. It's only going to get a lot worse. And when you talk about gardens, you know, during World War II, they had victory gardens. And we should start thinking in those terms again. Stop ripping up these stupid lawns with grass that you can't eat or smoke and put something productive down there, you know, like berry bushes and vegetables.
That's right. 40 years ago, even, everybody had a garden in their front yard. But now that the corporate said it wasn't trendy, so you can't do it.
Exactly. So really start thinking in terms of survival. These are survival times. The winter's coming. Prepare for it.
And folks,
again, you know, about going to getting a degree in history. You know, we're recommending to people that, you know, if you have a kid going to school and they're not getting a degree in, like, let's say, in medical
field.
Hold
on. Give us that advice after the break. Final segment with our guest.
How much food do you have in your fridge? How long would it last in the event of a nationwide crisis? SurvivalGearSource.com is America's number one source for survival kits and supplies. SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com is everything you need to be prepared. Get your storable food at SurvivalGearSource.com. We've supplied thousands of Americans with our ready-to-eat meals. Sealed, portable, and will last for years. Get your portable flameless ovens for cooking. Get your ultra-portable survival kits now. Tailored for 1, 4, 10, or even the 100-person deluxe kit. Prepare for nuclear and bioterrorism with a complete terror protection kit, including gas masks, biosuits, potassium iodate, a solar hand crank flashlight, radio, cell phone charger, and much more. Prepare now. Order by phone at 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. Or go to SurvivalGearSource.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a free Patriot bar with every order. SurvivalGearSource.com.
Our beloved Republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, the offshore corporations, they want a crisis to herd us into their solution that is a new world order. Run foreign by the banks. You'll pay a carbon tax into them. It's going to be hellish. You better take very seriously what our guest, who's worked at many different levels, in and out of government for major corporations, is one of the best projectors out there. He's able to project forward and really predict what's going to happen, Gerald Celente. And we've only got about 6, 7, 8 minutes left with him, so I want to hurry through your calls. But you know, people get mad at me, Gerald, when I get up here and I say, look, don't go into $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $100,000 in debt unless you're going to be a doctor or an engineer or a chemist, because those jobs you need a college degree, you're really taught something. But you know, fine arts or history, folks, you can forget it. You're not going to have a job in the foreseeable future with that, and you do a lot better going out and learning how to be an exterminator or learning how to mow lawns. I mean, explain this to people.
Well, you hit it right on the head. I mean, people spending this kind of money for art history, psychology, business administration, economics. I mean, my God, get into the workforce and do like they did in the old days. Find yourself a master and become an apprentice, not the Donald Trump junk, but, real business. And learn from the ground up, because people that are going to debt to send their kids into the college industrial complex are just throwing money away. And here's the most important part of it. The college industrial complex is built upon, again, the old model of filling people for the corporate field. That whole corporate paradigm is now dying, and the colleges are still geared up to filling that. So, you know, I mean, people sending their kids to a school because it has a great language course. Send the kids to the country where they want to speak the language and let them work and they'll learn it there, or get Rosetta Stone. But don't spend $40,000 or send them to the community college.
Yeah, we're seeing a giant paradigm shift. And take Joe the plumber. That guy's making a couple hundred grand a year. He's a plumber. I know people that own lawn companies, plumber companies, that are small, and they're living better than I am. And then I see these yuppies with 2, 3, 4 degrees, and they're working at the local grocery store.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, where are they going to get a job? You get out of college, you're going to go to work for the Sports Authority? You know, so, and the thing about, you know, working the lawns, again, now you go into business and you say, listen, we're going to turn your lawn into a productive piece of real estate. And you know, I'm Italian descent. I mean, we spent our times in the backyards, my grandfather with grape arbors and rabbits and, you know, the whole thing. I mean, it's a beautiful setting rather than these sterile looking, nothing chemically treated lawns that are good for nothing. So that's the kind of innovation. Again, Alex, I can't express it or stress it enough. This is the time for innovation. And the people that think for themselves, and by the way, that's the motto of the Trends Research Institute, think for yourself.
You're going to be ahead, because once everybody rushes in, then you're just going to be able to survive instead of capitalizing on the future and getting out ahead, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this is all about survival, about telling the truth. But studying the globalists, studying trends, studying the real world, it's a way to make a lot of money, isn't it, Gerald?
You're going to make more money now than you will before, because every schmo was in the game before because of all the cheap money. Now the intelligent people, this is a time for people that think for themselves, that are intelligent, that are true to their word, true to themselves, they could make a fortune during these times. These are the best of times for the people of a higher moral character.
You know what's amazing? I read your news articles over the years, but I've not subscribed. I know there's so much more in there, but separately on our own tracks, and it's the same with so many other great minds we interview here, we're all basically thinking the same or similar things, but then integrating and expanding each other's understandings. But I've got to subscribe to your publication, because I know it's got hundreds of things every issue, because I've seen copies of it that I don't think of. And then what will happen is I'll read your information, and then it spurs me to then hybridize it or come up with something new. Same thing with you on the show today. This is what the true college of research and understanding is all about. Let's jam in a few final calls and let our amazing guests go, who you will hear from again. Let's go ahead and talk to Casey. Oh, Casey just hung up. Let's talk to Aaron in Hawaii. You're on the air. Then we'll talk to Sheila, and that's it. Go ahead, Aaron.
Aloha. I just wanted to ask about they want to take over our 401ks. And about a month ago, my husband and I said we want out of the stock market. We want to sell all our stocks. And that was about 6 weeks ago, and they're not giving – I mean, they lost 60% of the value by that time, but they're not paying. They just keep giving us excuses on why we haven't gotten the money for that yet.
Listen,
well, I'll tell you why they're giving you excuses, because
okay.
A lot of them don't have the money. And I could tell you a problem
right.
that I had.
Okay.
I took all my money out of the banks.
Right.
You should see the song and dance I got.
Okay.
I mean, I had
yeah.
to go through. I mean, I had witnesses. I had to take a witness with me to get my money out of the bank, because I was having such a tough time, I didn't want to get arrested. It's like trying.
And that's how bad it is now. I don't even have that much money, and I try to take some out to pay payrolls in emergency, and the bastards wouldn't even give me like 10 grand.
I had to sign all these things. What, you know, I mean, it was a real song and dance. So that's why they're not giving you money. They're trying to stall you, and they're going to tell you, they're going to give you all the reasons why you shouldn't take it out.
While the big money guys pull all their money out. See, they're only waiting while they get all their assets out.
You got it.
Again, he's talking about bank runs by, next February?
Yes, we see them happening by February.
My.
Okay, anything else, Aaron?
Should we keep our money in the bank?
Absolutely not.
Well, you know, okay. I can't tell you what you to do, but I'll tell you what I do. We only
right.
keep enough money in the banks to for our operating expenses.
That's what I do.
As soon as it hits a certain level, it's out.
Yeah, that's what we do. And, of course, I'm not really in the job to even capitalize. Our job is getting the word out, so we don't have that big of a problem of a bunch of surplus. But we keep in there what we need to operate. But if they have a bank holiday, my office may even shut down, folks. You may hear us on air saying, send us money, because that's the type of situation. I mean, talk about confidence being lost, Gerald. What's going to happen if they do that?
Well, again, you know, they don't do these things that overtly. You know, they always put smoke screens around it. They're going to tell everybody how good it is for them, how we're salvaging the problem, and blaming somebody else. You know, they'll blame, and you know, the majority of the sheeple will believe it.
Yeah, one more call. Appreciate the call, Aaron. Sheila in California, you're on the air with Gerald Celente. You can go to his website at trendsresearch.com.
Excellent. Thank you. I'm kind of new to your show, so you might have addressed this before, but it's a two-part question, excuse me, and what it has to deal with is, with the bankers getting their bailouts and there's pretty much no accountability, there's talk of many I know that say, well, I'm in debt at this point in time, and I'm a renter, and why should I pay my credit card debt, my student loans, et cetera? Why shouldn't I just take my credit cards, put it into a debt settlement, and lessen my load? And I'm asking this question because what I want to know is there any laws that you all are aware of that say, you know, those who do this have to pay it off in civil service?
Yes,
or whatever?
They're trying to strengthen it where the little guy has to pay back, but the big bankers and others don't have to. But a lot of people are purposefully running up cards. They're rebelling. It's kind of like a tax revolt, but it's overall a credit revolt. Gerald?
Well, let's remember who's the one that put in these pernicious bankruptcy laws was Joe Biden, the governor of the loophole state, Delaware. You know, he was the one that made it so hard for everybody, but gives the big guys the break. But don't forget, they're going to go after you no matter what. These are people that know no bounds. You know, they'll get your first child if that's what they have to do. It's not going to be an easy ride to get off the hook.
Yeah, people keep saying, well, why should I have gold? They might come take it. They might come blow your head off and put you in a FEMA camp. You know, why should I own a gun? They might take it. Exactly, folks. There's no perfect world. We're talking about getting the best position you can. Gerald?
Yeah, listen, I own both, gold and guns. So, as a matter of fact, that's where all my investments, other than the Trends Research Institute and my own properties, that I'm totally invested in.
Conservatively,
that.
And I'm going to let you go, and we're going to have you back up in another month. You've agreed to do that. We appreciate it. When do you think gold's going to hit 2,000?
You know, it's hard to say because, as you know, these markets are being manipulated in front of our eyes. Remember, they wouldn't allow short selling. The game is being rigged. It's not even pulling a rabbit out of a hat. There's no hat. So we know that they are report after report of banks buying tens of thousands of COMEX gold futures, shorting them, actually, not buying them, selling them, to keep the prices down. We believe that they're going to try to put this G20 talks that are going on, gold, because once people start buying gold, then all of the fiat paper currencies, the fiat currencies are going to be worth nothing. The worst thing that the governments around the world are going to fear are people buying gold. And by the way, go to any of the websites of the big gold traders, Monex, Kitco, whatever.
They're selling for premiums.
Yeah, and they're selling for premiums, and they're telling you can't get delivery until a long time because there's a shortage of supply, and the shortage of supply is worldwide.
And that shows the manipulation. You have gold down by 100-something bucks, now going back up. Meanwhile, there's 30, 40, 50% premiums, and you can't get it. I mean, talk about global manipulation.
Exactly. So what we're saying is, you know, gold is, and again, we could be wrong. You know, we don't walk on water, and we're only human. But I'm telling you what I do and what I believe, and I put all my investment capital is in gold.
What about silver?
You know, silver's a good one, too, but silver also has production purposes as well. And gold, you know, I would say both of them, but I know gold. I've been following gold. My first buy of gold was in 78 at $187.50 an ounce. And, you know, I've been buying it and following it since that time. So I'm not that well versed in silver as I am.
I understand. You trade in what you love and what you know and what you research. Well, Gerald Celente, ladies and gentlemen, you know, the market trend research man, trendresearch.com. Thank you for spending an hour and 20 minutes with us. And we'll talk to you again sometime in December. Godspeed.
Okay, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You bet. What an amazing individual. We're going to come back. We've got Max Kaiser coming up, looking at the economy and taking your phone calls. And then I promise to do it. I boiled down the most powerful 30 minutes of last Friday's hearings. Well, Rob Jacobson has in there in the control room, and we're going to be playing that.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. Well, who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Free yourself, from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Control what you want to see.
GCN listeners, now you can transform your living room's HDTV into a virtual war room command center
with ZV.
ZV turns your computer into your own HD channel that broadcasts throughout your home to all of your HDTVs. Enjoy any internet audio feed, podcast, video feed, radar, free movies and TV shows.
Anything
that can be viewed in your PC can be controlled from your couch with a ZV remote
with its built-in mouse touchpad.
Plus, the easy on-screen ZV menu provides a gateway to premium content such as online movies, TV shows, news, and more
in HD,
and all just a click away.
With ZV, there are no subscription or download fees.
The ZV is bundled with everything you need to easily get started.
Free yourself from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Get your ZV today at freedomonmytv.com. That's freedomonmytv.com
today.
Max Kaiser's coming up. I got a lot of other news. Folks, I've got stacks of articles where the police, the government, the military, the bureaucrats, they just do whatever they want now. I mean, corruption is just spreading everywhere. The government is insane. The population is decadent scum. What do we, the people that want liberty and freedom, do? We get prepared. We wake up as many people that care to hear the truth as we can. And we don't go to FEMA camps. We don't go to work brigades. They're openly talking about that. It's in the executive orders. let me give you all a message. I'm not going to FEMA camps. I'm not working in slave labor. I'm not going to lick your boots. You're going to have to put me 6 feet under. And you know what that means? To do that, you're going to have to go all the way up against me and millions of other people. You may catch a few of us in the dark of night at 4 a.m. when you're stealing houses and neighborhoods and everything else for your crime bosses. But in the end, you're going to get your butts kicked. So I back off now and join the American people. You know we're in the right. You know the New World Order is real. Your bosses are poisoning you. The New World Order is a bunch of sickos, and it's all by design. I'm not going to spend more than 3 minutes with him. I drug him in here because I heard Gerald Celente talking about gold. Folks, this is a buying opportunity. Gold's back up again today. It's up about $50 in the last week, and all I can say is it is a buying opportunity right now. Ted Anderson, please tell folks about today's special offer.
Yeah, right. Gold is backing down this morning. It's back up now. Right now we have, I can do the same thing I did last Friday. Right now I have the franc currently right now at 187. The British sovereign currently right now at 228. Both of those are, you know, that franc is 11 bucks off from the last time I had offered them. The British sovereign's off closer to 20. I also have the Walking Liberties in silver. I mean, silver's really a good buy too. Let's face it, when it comes down to buying groceries, you're going to need some of that silver.
And by the way, most, even big firms, are sold out, or it's at a 30, 40, 50% premium, even on bullion, and they tell you months. Ted has this in a bank vault in Minnesota. It ships out every day. He has it on hand, ladies and gentlemen. Ted, tell them.
Yeah, you're right about that. And in addition to this, people right now in the futures market are trying to take physical delivery there, and it's like fractional reserve banking. There's not enough to go around.
So there's now a run on the paper gold because they just manipulated and shorted the market to drive it down. Explain that to you.
Well, because it takes a lot of gold to lend in order for you to buy these shorts. If you're selling something you don't have, it to actually sell it, it means you have to borrow it from somebody else. Usually it comes from the central banks, and that's why you're seeing that kind of manipulation and people are coming to that where the banks are selling gold. That's what they're doing right now. They're trying to sell their own reserves. But they're short.
They've been caught using the bailout money too in the shorting.
Yep. So all this manipulation's going on, but the physical demand market, the stuff that's actually out there, the coin gold, that stuff is trading at premiums anywhere from $100 to $150 over spot. And so there's this complete arbitrage going on where there's one market is being suppressed and the other one is saying, no, we're up here because they can't manipulate that. It's about physical supply.
Ted, give them your whole portfolio. I mean, I know you've got a lot of other stuff, but some of it, our collectors, and have a bigger premium.
We got $10 Indians right now. They're at $673. I've got the $10 Liberties. They're at $653. That's a good buy. I have the confiscation proof $5 commemorative pieces that the U.S. Mint put out as collector coins.
And you've got great deals on all those, but the very best for just a collector coin at bullion prices, even below because you bought it when gold was down. You've got francs. You've got sovereigns.
We have U.S. Eagles, we have Canadian Maple Leafs, we have...
Wait a minute, you have Canadian Maple Leafs?
We have some Canadian Maple Leafs, very short supply in that stuff.
How many?
I'll be lucky to do 50 of them. I mean, that's...
Oh, really? How much are those?
Well, they're currently trading right now in the range of just under $900 each.
Okay, regardless, folks, $900?
Yeah, just under that. And
that is an insane deal. That coin's got huge premiums. I see those things for $1,200 right now.
Well, I know it. But
okay, well, I mean, here's the number, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. And last week I told Ted I was going to buy some Indians. I got so busy, I didn't even do it. This happens to all of us, folks. Do not procrastinate. 800-686-2237. Tell them Alex Jones and Ted Anderson sent you. Tell them it's the radio special, or you will be paying more for Maple Leafs and more for American Eagles and more for the Franks and more for the Sovereigns. This is the radio special, okay? You have to tell them that. 800-686-2237. Real fast. Tell them the prices so folks can quote them.
Well, right now, what you're going to ask for is the franc right now is at 187. The sovereign right now is at 228. The $10 Indian, 673. That is a fabulous coin. And then, of course, the Walking Liberty half, 840. And I think that's about all I have time for. There's more. Just call in.
All right. And people will be there till midnight tonight.
Oh, absolutely.
800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. You're listening at midnight. Call 800-686-2237. Protect yourself from the New World Order vultures. 800-686-2237. We'll be right back. Stay with me, Max Kaiser.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Fuel prices are up and down, biting into everyone's budget. If you're ready to start saving at the pump, Fuel Saver Technologies can help. With a small squeeze of our fuel conditioner in your gas tank, more of each gallon of fuel will combust, improving your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, gas or diesel, we guarantee that your savings will exceed the cost of our product. Our fuel additive reduces the emissions and maintenance costs and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Our 2-ounce consumer squeeze bottle costs only $8 and treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. If you buy a case of 16 or 32 bottles, the price drops to $6 a bottle and we'll ship it to you for free. Call us toll free at 866-768-7811 or look online at FuelSaverINC.com. Start saving on fuel today, 866-768-7811. Online, FuelSaverINC.com. Spend a little and save a lot.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just like old Bandit Run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, some never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit Run.
For the next 50 minutes or so, we're going to open the phones up and let you talk to Max Kaiser. He does international television for, well, you name it. He's invented major systems used on stock markets worldwide. He's producing an international TV show for the BBC with Alec Baldwin. Just check out his website, maxkaiser.com, because the guy is doing too much to ever tell you about it all. But before we go to him, I want to tell you about some fabulous sponsors that make this radio show possible. This is where I get my storable food, and as crazy as things are, you better believe I got an attic absolutely full of it, 3-year-plus supply for my wife and my children and me. And you know what? If I don't use it in 10, 15 years, I can throw it out, or I can give it to charity, which I'll do before it gets bad. And then I feel good. And I got firearms, too. I'm not a slave, and I don't trust the government to take care of me, you know, if we have a Great Depression. So give the great folks at eFoods Direct a call, 800-409-5633. Get a free brochure or a free audio CD. They're the longest continually operated storable foods company in the nation. Really high quality, 800-409-5633, and great prices, eFoodsDirect.com. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread, eFoodsDirect.com. Just wonderful folks. Please write that number down, 800-409-5633. There's operators there 24 hours a day, but during regular business hours, they have specialists. They forward the phones to the food factory. That's right. They actually prepare it. They buy it. None of it's GMO. So, again, eFoodsDirect.com. And then another fabulous sponsor. It's the same thing. Willie Nelson has his own machine, but it's the same machine, basically. Ours is a Cola Blue. It's fabulous. This is the hottest thing out there. I got it in my house, my office. The water is so good, it will blow your mind. It grabs it out of the atmosphere. It does 7.5 gallons in your average humidity. It'll do more than that in, you know, really tropic areas, and about half of that in desert, 3 gallons a day. ECOLOBlue.com. ECOLOBlue.com. ACOLABlue.com or 866-585-4044. 866-585-4044. Atmospheric water generator for your home, pays for itself in 1 year if you buy water from the store, pure clean water without the fluoride. Unlimited water from the humidity in the air, then it goes through 5 filters inside of it. Check it out at acolablue.com or 866-585-4044. All right, going to Max Kaiser. Max, a lot is happening. The economy is worsening very quickly. I had Gerald Celente on last hour, and I mean, he's talking about war in the streets within 2 to 3 years, and that we'll have bank runs in February. What do you say to that?
Well, Alex, I think if you look around the world, you're already seeing evidence of that, and I'll give you 2 examples. It was reported today in the Independent newspaper in the United Kingdom that gangs from the city are invading the country, and they're stealing livestock from people's farms. They're stealing salmon and farmed fish from farm fisheries. And you've already got this happening in the UK right now. People are, gangs from the city are invading the country and stealing food. If you look at the global picture, you see that around the world, you know, the corporations have taken over all the fishing rights around the world. So in Somalia, you've got Somali pirates who are starving to death. They are hijacking one ship every day, on average, just for food.
And they just grabbed a huge oil tanker today, so their targets are getting bigger.
Exactly. And they're being tracked by the U.S. and the U.K., you know, the Navy's out there. But these are people who are starving to death because all of their food supplies have been taken from them by the huge corporations. So this is what's happening on the fringe of the, you know, if you're in the United States, and your view is that you know, these other areas are on the periphery of the biggest economy in the world, so-called the U.S., you can see the trends developing on the fringe, on the periphery, and I think they're heading toward the U.S. But you see it already right now happening around the world.
Max, again, for folks that don't know who you are, currently, tell us a little bit about yourself and then currently what you're most focused on and what you think is most important in the world right now, and then trends that you see going into the, midterm and long term, how bad you think it's really going to get.
Well, just to follow up on a couple of things from when we spoke last time, you know, we were talking about the gold market, we were talking about COMEX and the fact that COMEX is short gold that they can't deliver, and that some people are out there trying to organize a raid on the COMEX. I was talking to some folks today in Canada. Apparently, Eric Sprott of Sprott Asset Management is going to try to take physical delivery of a huge precious metal position on the COMEX this December to try to force the price from the physical and the paper market to match up. So that could be – that's still in play. Remember last time I was mentioning that there could be a major event on the COMEX in December?
Yes, you did say that, but flesh that out a bit. For folks that don't know what shorting is and don't know what the COMEX is, explain.
Okay, well, shorting is actually something that's come up in a couple of the big stories today, and it relates directly to Goldman Sachs as well. So I'll segue into the Goldman Sachs thing. But a little bit about shorting, it's one of those concepts that people have trouble wrapping their minds around. It's a little counterintuitive. But, you know, if I can break it down as simply, is, you know, people are familiar with the idea of borrowing money to buy a stock, and if the stock goes up, they sell it for a profit, and they pay back their loan. When you're selling short stock, you're borrowing stock, and you're selling that stock, and you're hoping that the price goes down, and after the price goes down, you buy back your stock at the lower price, and you return it to where you borrowed it from. But because the stock is now at a lower price, the amount of money it took to buy it back is less, you get to keep the difference. That's how you make money on a short sale. And it works on stocks, and it works on commodities, and it works on the COMEX. And the COMEX is where all the biggest precious metal futures operation in the world, and as has been pointed out by numerous guests on your show, the big bankers in the world who love the idea of fractional reserve banking and love the idea of infinite credit, they hate gold, they hate precious metals because it's a limited supply, and they don't like to live in a world of limits. They like to live in a world of infinite credit. So it's in their interest to try to keep those precious metals down, and they do this primarily by selling gold and silver short. They're selling gold and silver contracts that they do not own, and they borrow for the most part, and they do this with borrowed money, and they can borrow money quite cheaply. The scandal here is something called naked short selling. And naked short selling applies both to the COMEX, in my opinion, and to what Goldman Sachs has been doing, which is the opinion now of Bloomberg and the Wall Street Journal and observers around the world.
Well, there's no doubt they've been doing it. They've been doing it to stocks they recommend to people.
Right. So naked short selling is nothing more than counterfeiting. It's just straight out counterfeiting. And this is now I listen to your show, of course, Alex, I'm a big fan. And when you talk about the Illuminati and the globalists and the New World Order, you can condense all those terms into basically two words, Goldman Sachs.
Yeah.
Goldman Sachs is the epicenter of the entire global banking.
By the way,
scandal.
You're not joking. They even had a big global advisor on CNBC a few weeks ago, and he said the Illuminati is doing this. So now we're starting to see that even come out, but go ahead.
Right. I mean, there's no need to get look beyond Goldman Sachs, is my point. You've got now Senator Inhofe is saying that Goldman Sachs is, he's accusing Goldman Sachs openly that they're giving money from the bailout money to their friends. They want an investigation. You've got Bernie Sanders in Vermont who thinks that Goldman Sachs is a conflict of interest. He wants an investigation.
Yeah, by the way, that's the AP headline. I'll just interrupt and back you up, is that Senator Inhofe from Oklahoma, very powerful Republican senator, is saying that they're giving it to their friends and others, and it's not even being denied that that's going on. It's also being used for bonuses. Go ahead.
Yeah, Chuck Grassley, he's a senior GOP on the Senate Finance Committee. He just came out today, within the last 2 hours, and it suggests that Goldman Sachs is double dealing. Goldman Sachs is a conflict of interest. Goldman Sachs is involved in naked short selling. Goldman Sachs is at the heart of the American economic and banking collapse.
Is that why they're keeping, I mean, it was Goldman Sachs guys in the 90s that changed all the rules and in the 2000s with Bush. And now you notice it's an inner group of Goldman Sachs running the bailout, running Treasury, running the Fed, and that they're bringing more Goldman Sachs people now into it as well. Is that to keep it, you know, keep the conspiracy in a closed circle?
Absolutely. As part of the bailout package, they slipped into the package a tax break to give the bankers $140, $150 billion tax break.
Okay, so now it's openly being discussed that they're stealing it. And
yep.
Goldman Sachs just laughs. Why are they so arrogant?
Because there's been a coup d'etat. You know, there's been a coup d'etat. Hank Paulson has dictatorial powers. When I was on your show last time, I believe it was when I was on your show last time, or I might have been on another network.
No, you were here. You were here.
And I was saying that basically they have achieved through this $700 billion, which became an $850 billion bailout. It didn't matter what the number was. The number was arbitrary. The key concept was it gives them dictatorial powers.
That's the key concept. That's the key.
Right. Mm-hmm. They have dictatorial powers, and they are literally have ensconced themselves in a fortress over on in Washington with the Washington Wall Street connection.
But just because they say they're God and just because they say they can barbecue children on their front porch doesn't mean they can. They had laws saying black people weren't human in this country, and we know those were bull and they were overthrown. So what do we do about these arrogant criminals? You know, Wall Street frat guys, I'm not bashing Yaleys and people, but that's, I mean, it's that arrogant, I mean, watching Kashkari with the smart mouth comments, the you know, the glare last week, I mean, these are some arrogant little bastards.
Well, I mean, I was on Al Jazeera yesterday morning. I sent you the clip.
Yeah, we're going to play
it. you know, I used some language that I'm not sure Americans have heard in this context, but, you know, the point is that these guys have as you point out, I mean, they are literally, they pull down their pants and are literally giving a golden shower into the face of 300 million Americans. And unless you are into golden showers, unless you are into S&M, unless you enjoy that kind of thing, I would suggest that you begin to, you know, take some steps. I mean, this is so... I mean, I've been an observer for markets for 25 years, and I have seen examples of egregious, you know, electronic thieving, as we do. I used to do. I mean, I was working on Wall Street in the 1980s. I know many of the tricks that one can use in the bank to transfer wealth, electronic pickpocketing, we used to call it. It's just electronically transferring wealth from the customers to the bankers. That's all pretty much the job entails. The techniques are pretty standard. And the beautiful thing about it, Alex, if you ever worked on Wall Street, is that typically when the management comes around and says, unless you're being sued, you're not really doing your job. We've got plenty of lawyers. Just keep racking up the commissions. We've got lawyers. Just keep racking up the commissions. And the beautiful thing about it is that if, in fact, it ever gets to the point where there's a serious problem, two things. Number one, when you sign a new customer account, it forces you to go to arbitration.
Well the people that steal and cheat and make the most money, they get promoted. They go, wow, you've been indicted. As soon as our lawyers fix this, you're going to be going up to vice president.
It shows initiative.
Yeah.
It shows initiative, or they simply change the laws. You see, they simply change the law. The securities, the SEC is overworked and understaffed on purpose. If there's ever get to, things getting really tight, you know, if you can't work.
Well, I mean, here's an example. Under Bush, and this is all over the news, over 90% of the corporate white-collar crime investigators were pulled off, and they weren't put on anti-terror. If you read deeply, they were put on mom and pops. So what happens is big, too large to fail groups can steal, kill. Halliburton can run white slavery camps. It can be in mainstream news. Nothing happens to them, but then a pet store owner, a guy that owns a used car lot, a dentist, somebody who has a hamburger place, the IRS will rake them over the coals for no reason. Go ahead.
Yeah, and they'll change the laws basically to suit it's for their convenience. Bankers are routinely constantly changing the laws, changing the products. You know, it's like a three card Monty game in the city. You know, you see these guys, they're playing three card Monty, and the cops show up. They can fold up in 5 seconds, and 5 minutes later, they shut up across the street. So if they just go from scam to scam to scam, it's basically the same scam, but repeated in different forms.
So where is this going? I mean, the whole culture is going into total corruption. Their government's expanding, government's feeding, you know, no different from administration to administration. How bad is it going to get when the immovable object meets the unstoppable force? What is going to happen? A lot of trends projectors, a lot of experts who've been right in the past are saying it's going to end up war on the streets.
Well, there's also another thing going on, which is I call the sixes versus the nines. This is the people with six zeros in their net worth, the millionaires, versus people with nine zeros in their net worth, the billionaires. Because after 9/11, when they dropped interest rates down to 1%, they screwed up the economy so badly that now, 7-8 years later, the system is so badly screwed up that you've got wars broken out between the billionaires and the millionaires. So even a millionaire is like $5, $10, $15 million. People who thought they were wealthy a couple of years ago are getting squeezed due to the global credit collapse. So you're seeing, like, for example, Goldman Sachs is at war with its own customers. And this was today in today's Bloomberg. There's an example of this. Goldman was targeted by investor complaints of naked short selling. Bloomberg, Investors in a $591 billion high-yield, high-risk loan market are accusing Goldman of naked short-selling to profit from record price declines. At least two fund managers complained that they were victimized by Goldman, for whom they were doing business with. So you've got wars broken out between the millionaires and the billionaires. And they're shooting at each other using these credit derivative products and other financial
forms. So this is only going to get worse. And then also hear blue-collar folks say, I don't care. I don't own stock. I don't care about some millionaire. Well, you better. They're the ones that buy the products at your shops. They're the ones that spend money in the economy, not the billionaires. They all hoard it on average. It's the millionaires that actually are funding, you know, the general public. And so what happens when the IRS is going to scalp the millionaires? What's going to happen?
Well, the problem is that the global credit system is so bad screwed. You look at the what's called the Baltic Dry Index, which is tracks the global shipping industry. 4 months ago, it cost something like $150,000 to send a ship from China to America. The price has dropped down to $4,000. It's down something like 98.5%. There's literally stockpiles of grain stacked up on the in the port because all global shipping has come to a halt because no one can get a letter of credit to send a ship from point A
exactly.
to point B.
Exactly, and Ford and GM can't get letters for the insurance for the parts manufacturers. The insurance on the subcontractors that sell them the parts, so they're coming to an end. Max Kaiser, let's talk about it when we get back.
If I had something to spray on my license plate that would block off the camera, you bet you, Bubba, bring it on.
KETV NewsWatch 7. It will render a license plate unreadable to the red light cameras.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's PhotoBlocker. This revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the PhotoBlocker in action, proving that the SprayYourPlate's PhotoBlocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Well, I'm not the guy.
Hey, let's go ahead and play that CNBC clip with you know, one of the bigwigs on TV saying, yeah, it's the Illuminati. Here it is.
This, at least you're getting back to the point where you can start to look at fundamentals, and that's good news. What happened?
I think you're in a liquidation phase. I think Kirsten had it exactly right. I think there's a bunch of wrong-footed moves by Hank Paulson and the Illuminati of the country, if you will, and I think we're paying for it right now.
All right. Max Keiser, we've always, for the last 100 years at least, had a very corrupt Wall Street elite that is engaged in some crime and some skimming and some manipulation, but, you know, it was more boss hog-like. This is so virulent. This is so out in the open. They're blowing their whole game. Is it because the elite knows the dollar's dead and they're bringing us into a new world monetary system that they're just going for broke? I mean, why? I've never seen, and I've studied a lot of history, so have you, such open arrogance. I mean, that level of chutzpah or arrogance, bravado, kind of shakes me up because, I mean, if they'll steal $5 trillion in a month right in front of you and laugh at you, what are they planning next, Max Keiser?
Yeah, well, clearly the U.S. dollar is an endangered species as such, and I think a devaluation is all but certain. And the question is, devaluation is going to take place. There'll be a global devaluation of all the major currencies, and then a revaluation upward for the price of gold. This is exactly what happened in the 1930s. And to discourage profiteering on the gold side, you might see my friend Eric Jansen over at iTulip.com thinks that they'll impose like a 90% capital gains tax on gold ownership at that point. So gold, as you know, I'm a big believer in gold, and I think you have to own gold as a core investment. I think you need it to protect yourself, but it's not as if the government cannot implement strategies to upset the gold owning.
Yeah, they won't do a 1933 War Powers Act gold confiscation. They'll just slap a 50, 60, 70, 80, 90% capital gains tax on it, and folks are like, well, then I better not do that. Well, that's better than just having them devalue it in the bank or have bank holidays. I mean, you know, I mean, these
people... Yeah, you got to have a strategy. You know, you really have to get a defensive position because I think what these guys are telegraphing is, you know, it's so easy for them to steal so much money these days. I think that they're telling you that they're coming and they want you to, you know, get in shape and work out and prepare yourself because they want a good fight. You know, it's like those movies you see sometimes where the sadistic millionaire sets the humans out and goes hunts the humans. But he lets him get a head start because he wants to give himself a little bit of a sport. And I think what these guys like Kashgari are telling the American people is get ready now because we're coming.
Because he knows he's got the SWAT teams. He's the military. I mean, he's got it all, and he wants you to know we're going to rape you good. Get ready.
We'll give you a head start, and you know, because we want to make this fun for us.
Yeah, the destruction of America is so much fun.
That's the message that he's saying. I mean, obviously, if, you know, the fact that the American so-called democracy is toothless in the face of what is obvious tyranny is quite shocking at this point in the country's history.
But, Max, as you know, Obama will save us.
Well, you know, as on my last time on your show, I'm not hitting the... you know, anti-Obama button. You know, I'm holding back on my opinion. I'm gonna give the guy a few months in office, and then see what happens. Because you know, I do think that there.
No,
there
I understand,
is an
but I mean, the guy's a puppet. I mean, if he didn't do what they told him, he'd get a Dealey Plaza visit from the Secret Service instead of guarding. So we all know that. My whole point is, all these Obamanoids are in for a rude awakening because there's no course changes here. It's full-scale raping. We'll be right back with Max Keiser in 60 seconds. Stay with us. Your call straight ahead.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.